living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So I want to discuss a potential cure for celiac disease. Some of you may find it kind of disgusting. It is a little bit, but it seems to work. So I'm going to have to explain what this is. It is a treatment using the parasitic hookworm. Yeah, a parasite, a worm, may be the potential cure for celiac disease. Now, it's important. Let me make the distinction right now. I'm not talking about gluten sensitivities. I'm talking about the true autoimmune condition that affects over, maybe around 2% of the world population, definitely over 1%. This is where if you have celiac disease, your body produces these antibodies that cause quite a robust over-immune response, overstimulated immune response to gluten, causes a lot of damage, inflammation, damage to the gut lining. It's, you know, celiac disease has been associated with type 2 diabetes, multiple sclerosis. And as a matter of fact, in 2013, the journal Nutrients wrote a great article on the link to the potential link to bowel cancer, colon cancer with celiac disease. So that's what I'm talking about here. Really, the only therapy, by the way, the only treatment for celiac is to avoid gluten completely. And I think most of you know this. It's almost impossible to do that nowadays. I mean, gluten is in everything. That's why it's important if you have celiac disease, you really have to eat fresh food. You have to know what you're cooking with. It's hard to even go out. You really have to trust a restaurant. If they say this is gluten-free, you really got to trust them. But really the only way to treat celiac disease right now is to avoid gluten, which is tough and getting tougher. So I want to share with you this report. Now, if you want to read the full report, my friend Malin Paws from Life Extension wrote about this. You can go check it out at blog.lifeextension.com. And she pulled this from an Australian research center. They published their results in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, great peer-reviewed journal. And so they looked at 12. Now, okay, it's small, right? It's hypothesis-generating. We're not going to draw any definite conclusions. That's why I called it a potential cure. Scientists from Australia, they recruited 12 people with celiac disease and gave each individual 20 hookworm larvae to ingest. I know it's just making some of you squeamish. So 20 hookworm larvae to ingest. Over a period of 52 weeks, varying amounts of gluten were given to participants. And this is an interesting setup. So they did a really good job of exposing the subjects to gluten at different doses over an extended period of time. And that's important. And they use different sources for gluten, so that's also important. So this is a well-designed, small but well-designed study. So they, you know, for 12 weeks after ingesting the hookworms, they were given, you know, some of them were given 10 to 50 milligrams of gluten for 12 weeks, and then they switched over to 25 milligrams a day plus 1 gram twice weekly for 12 weeks, and then they went to 3 grams a day using different types of pastas for 2 weeks. So they did a really good job of varying up the dose of gluten, the source of gluten. Blood and tissue samples were taken to examine the response to therapy. Now, of the 12, only 8 completed the trial. So again, we don't have any conclusive evidence here. It's a small little, what we call pilot study. So only 8 actually completed the trial. Test measuring gluten toxicity showed improvement, and overall, the participants reacted well to gluten and the hookworm therapy. By the end of the trial, participants were able to eat the equivalent of a bowl of spaghetti symptom-free. Now, that's you got to understand, for somebody with celiac disease, just the thought of eating a bowl of spaghetti makes them, you know, almost fall over in pain. There's just no way. So the fact that at the end of this study, after given the hookworms, they were able to eat a bowl of spaghetti, or the equivalent of a bowl, the amount of gluten in a bowl of spaghetti without any symptoms, that's a major accomplishment. They go on to say here, samples of intestinal tissue, because that's important too. You want to, in celiac disease, there's a definite change in the mucosal lining of the gut. So you want to see if there's any improvements in some of those classic celiac changes in the gut. Samples of intestinal tissue showed beneficial changes. T cells, immune cells, changed from being pro-inflammatory to anti-inflammatory. That's awesome. They also started noticing some a decrease in overall what is called denuding of the gut lining, meaning the gut lining started to kind of heal itself in areas where there was some problems. Larger trials definitely are needed to confirm the benefits of hookworm therapy. What do you think? Hookworms. How is this working? What do you think the mechanism of action is? You know, that's the first thing I thought. Well, what's going on here? No one knows for sure what's going on, but here's the thought. You know, in countries that are developing, or even just underdeveloped countries, especially in the tropics, parasitic infections with worms is not that uncommon. In particular, with hookworms. They come from water, often fecal-oral routes. You drink contaminated water, you wash your food with some contaminated water, you get the hookworm. It's quite common. And I don't have percentages, but I remember, you know, learning about all these different parasites in medical school. And hookworm is just incredibly common. And most people just have a few larvae. They don't, you know, they don't grow too much. They don't divide too much. They don't make too many baby hookworms, if you will. And there's a lot of people that have hookworm infections or parasitic infections and don't even really know it, you know, and they could have it most of their lives. And the theory is this, that the hookworm itself, we already know, because you can show this in petri dishes, the hookworms produce proteins that break down inflammatory proteins in the gut. We already use that in the supplement industry, by the way. We use enzymes. It's called enzymatic therapy, where I can give certain enzymes to customers, life extension members, whatever, and these enzymes will break down pro-inflammatory proteins in the blood, and it will reduce chronic inflammation. So we already know that, we already have this idea of enzymatic therapy to break down inflammatory proteins, and hookworms produce natural proteins that do that. And so the thought is, in these countries where hookworm infections are ubiquitous, there's a certain amount of protection against high inflammation in the gut. There's a suppression of the immune system in the gut, and you don't see things like celiac disease. Even in the instance where gluten ingestion is increasing, it's unfortunate, the SAD diet that we follow, the standard American diet, SAD, SAD, is making its way throughout the world. McDonald's, fast food joints are popping up everywhere, you know, even in underdeveloped countries. And so these countries where the traditional diet had probably very little gluten, it's now increasing, and you're still not seeing the rate of things like gluten sensitivity and celiac disease like we do in the United States. What's happened in Western countries and developed countries is we've eradicated these parasitic infections, which sounds great and it is good overall, but we have no anti-inflammatory, natural anti-inflammatories from these hookworms in this instance to protect us from the over-response to gluten. So we see higher incidence of celiac disease. At least that's the theory. So the hookworm is, in a sense, anti-inflammatory and immunosuppressive just for the gut lining. And it protects against things like celiac disease. Very interesting. More research is needed. We'll have to follow this one. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay with me.